With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up over the course of the next hour or so, we'll be discussing the playoffs, as we'll be hearing from the managers in the finals. We'll be joined by the management at Ashton United, at Grantham Town, at Bamber Bridge, at Prescott Cables, at Bedworth United and at Stamford. Plus as well, we'll also be celebrating the Integro League Cup champions, Atherton Colts. All of that and loads more on this week's EvoStick NPL show. Welcome.
Hello everybody and welcome to Hope Street, the home of Prescott Cables, and you join us here for this NPL show live, brought to you by EvoStick. The playoff semi-final in Division 1 North between Prescott Cables and Trafford FC. I'm Ben, and over to my left-hand side, I'm joined by the legend that is Swampy. Hello, Swampy, how are they?
I'm not too bad at all, Ben, yourself?
I'm all good.
I'm actually to your right.
No, my left.
Oh, so you're left now?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
exactly. Where you were looking then, I was to your right, but carry on.
Anyway, so welcome everyone. This is obviously Tuesday. This is going to be out as a podcast as well, we should say. But we are live this evening. There's commentaries, and the league should be congratulated for this. There's commentaries across the board in all six playoff semi-finals tonight. It's all happening.
I think the league have helped tremendously well, and I think equally all those budding radio presenters want to be out there, from everyone from ourselves, Black Country Radio, through to
Live Sports,
through to 26-0, the guys from Hyde, and a whole host of others. And, you know, for the vast majority of us, none of our teams are actually involved, but we all love the Northern Premier Division and we all love football. So Tuesday night, as the division has finished, we thought, let's come out and let's hope equally we'll be able to provide a similar service on Saturday for all three finals. But certainly this game here this evening, Ben, is going to be I think it's going to be an absolute cracker.
I mean, we'll cut to this game in a second or two, but just to let you all know, if you are tuning in, you can also listen this evening to Warrington against Grantham Town in the Premier Division. That'll be live on Live Sports FM, whilst at Hurst Cross you'll also be able to hear the Ashton match. Ashton this evening taking on Farsley Celtic at Hurst Cross. That's going to be available on 26-0. Obviously this game in Division 1 North, Trafford against Prescott Cables here at Hope Street, that's obviously here on FC Radio, but you can also tune in to I Am Pundit for Bamber Bridge against Tadcaster Albion. That's a very big game this evening. Meanwhile, we're not missing out on Division 1 South either. Bedworth United taking on Chasetown, and Black Country Radio will be providing coverage this evening, whilst Hitmix Sports, the hitmix.co.uk, will be providing full coverage of Frickley against Stamford.
Is Er going to be there with them? The Hitmix and Er?
Hitmix.
It's
all happening.
We also have to say, the Bedworth Chasetown game. That game's, say, Black Country Radio, isn't it? And also they're doing tomorrow evening's Dukeson final. And that final tomorrow evening is Atherton Colliery's versus Colville Town. And that'll be, depending what happens, that'll be probably their second, that'll be their last broadcast, or will it be Saturday, their last broadcast in the Northern Prem?
Might be Saturday, depending on the finals.
Yeah, depending on the finals.
I think they will cover if it's Bedworth or Chasetown.
Of course,
the final,
yeah. They've gone to, for those that don't know, Black Country Radio covering next season. The Central League, is everything has changed around. So I know Ben's been on there quite regularly over the last season or so. He came actually with subtitles on their local radio station as well.
Anyway, just to say, these games taking place tonight. We obviously had the NPL show last week and the Division 1 show. Let's talk about the Premier Division. We said it could happen. It did happen. Ashton United finishing the league second, which means they could have home advantage if they make it. They will have home advantage if they make it through tonight's playoff semi-final. That's a remarkable achievement for Jody Bannon's side. That said, I'm going to go all the way back to the start of the season, where you said if Ashton don't finish in the playoffs, they'll have underachieved.
Well, they're a team that have been there or thereabouts for a long, long time now. You know, they've missed out. Very similar stories to the way FC United were. And this season has been no different, really. They got a very good young manager who's done tremendously well. They've got some good players there. It's a hard place to go to, Hurst Cross. It's not the easiest of pitches to play on when the weather's not too good. But he's done a fantastic job. And you know, we wish them well this evening. It's going to be a tough encounter against Farsley Celtic, and whoever wins that game, you know, be a team that'll be looking to try and get themselves promoted into the National League North. And you know, it's testament to the way these clubs set themselves out. I mean, the one thing you've got to say about Ashton is that they've been slowly catchy monkey, and they just appeared out of nowhere. Yep. They kept winning, and then they were in the mix, and everyone's thinking, well, playoffs, second spot. The way things transpired on Saturday,
I mean, there were 3 points away from Charlane, and Charlane didn't make it. That point deduction now coming home to bite Charlane on the last day of the season. It Charlane did. Missing out by 1 point, Farsley Celtic getting in there.
Yeah, I mean, the Charlane story is probably based upon perhaps a season of games being called off, and then a huge amount of games to play. They also were doing well in cup competitions.
Three managers,
and you know, it's not been for them this season. And you know, someone's just snuck in, and that's what you do.
Farsley,
you just
keep... didn't snuck in, though, did they? They were there Farsley, all season.
Farsley
played loads of games more than everyone else, and they just stayed there. And it's that's a remarkable achievement from Adam Leyland.
Form is forming, and they had good form all through the season. And they had the points on the board as well.
Warrington will be taking on Grantham tonight as well. Warrington and Grantham have been more or less... Grantham did slip out in March, I think, but they have been permanent fixtures in the playoff positions. So when it comes to Ashton, Warrington, Grantham, even Farsley, they've kind of all been preparing for this moment. So there's none of this team in second who's bitterly disappointed about just being pipped to the title. So there's none of that issue involved.
The four teams are well matched. They've all been scoring goals. They've all got good defensive records. I mean, they're going to be evenly matched contests. You seldom get a game in a semi-final where one team goes out and actually blitzes another team. I mean, here this evening, the game that we're going to be covering, I mean, Trafford have lost every game this season so far against Prescott.
Yes.
You know, so you know, form goes out the window to a certain degree in semi-finals, but all these teams are in form. None of them were just scraping, you know, results and just getting by. They were all playing good quality football, and all six of these fixtures this evening are all with teams that actually have done very well all through the season.
And that's certainly the case when it comes to Division 1 South. Frickley Athletic were involved in a bit of a race with Alva Church, but that was all sorted last week, obviously. So Frickley Athletic this evening will be hosting Stamford. It was a bit nervy for a moment or two, but they have been in the playoffs now all season. As a Bedworth United, he'll be hosting Chasetown this evening. The Cleefox point deduction has basically pushed in the likes of Chasetown. It put the playoffs as a possibility, and Chasetown have taken full advantage.
Well, once you get a sniff of something, you know, you go for it. You go for the blood. You know, you sniff the blood, you go for it, and you start playing, and you keep that momentum going, and that's why they are where they are. As I say, I mean, Cleefox, I know if they hadn't that 12 points deducted, they would have been a playoff, certainly in the playoffs, but, you know, rules are rules, and they lost those points, and they'll come again strong next season. But that is, you know, in the First Division South, those semi-finals, I've got goals all over them, especially with Frickley, who've scored an absolute momentous amount of goals this season. But all those teams have got goals in them, and I think tonight no different as well. It's going to be a tough encounter, good quality encounter. Two footballing teams on a really big expansive pitch with a pitch actually for this time of the season is looking better than a lot of pitches that we've seen in the Conference North.
It's an improvement as well to last season when we came here for the Lancaster City match. It was very, very bumpy. I mean, it's still bumpy, but it's not like it was.
It was like the Hovis advert when someone's going down that steep hill on the cobbles.
A cobble hill.
It was a very cobbly, wasn't it, this time last season. But, you know... done a tremendous job here at Prescott, and to be where they are this time of the season is a testament to them.
And just before we turn our attentions to tonight's match between Prescott and Trafford, just to mention for Division 1 North, obviously Hyde United and Scarborough, we were expecting the announcement to be made at 5:15 on Saturday. Thankfully, sanity prevailed, and clubs were informed slightly earlier than that. I think it was Friday, actually.
Well, I announced
Friday
it.
Friday lunchtime.
I announced it on the show that we did on the Thursday night. It was pre-recorded on the Thursday.
We were getting... There was a suggestion it was going to happen a bit earlier.
Yeah, and I did say on the show, well, we have been given assurance that it... So by the time this show goes out on the Friday, everyone should know. Yeah, it would have been quarter past five, but they were all given the opportunity and to celebrate and enjoy the last game of the season, and both knowing they were promoted, and fantastic for them both as well.
And it also meant that it suddenly became very, very interesting for that seventh position. So Hyde United, automatic promotees with Scarborough Athletic and South Shields. We'll try and get Scarborough on this week. Steve Kitchick was unavailable last week, so hopefully we'll hear from him on the podcast. Bamber Bridge taking on Tadcaster Albion, who won that seventh place race between Tadcaster, Cone and Colwyn Bay. Trafford were involved in that race as well, could have been caught theoretically, but Tadcaster Albion, I mean, they were there, dropped out a bit, and then I've got form right at the last minute, and that's going to be a tough game for Bamber Bridge this evening.
Of course it will. Again, you know, Bamber's ground, the Tom Fiddy ground, or stadium as it probably be called, or Emporium. I've done tremendously well. We saw them last season, the Dukeson final at Leek, and they were excellent. And they've continued all through the season playing some good, attractive football, young managers that want to play football in the right manner. Tadcaster, though, coming good form for them, and it'll be a really interesting game, you know. So either way, you know, it's... all these games are going to be, you know, wherever you are, wherever you're listening or wherever you're watching it, you're going to have a really good, nice entertainment.
Absolutely. And we should say that up until, about, let's say, the start of mid-February, it was a five-horse race for the title. Prescott Cables were involved, as were Bamber Bridge, with the three that eventually got automatic promotion. So you've got to go into this expecting Bamber Bridge to be favourites in the playoffs, but it's a tough playoffs this, because we saw Trafford, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, well, listen,
last week
it's very hard to, it's easy on paper to say A, B and C, but I'm not going to do that this evening. I'm going to let the games play out themselves rather than give any predictions. But the one thing that we do know is, which is fantastic, Scarborough going up and Hyde going up, two fan-owned football clubs, you know, going up. If Prescott win tonight and get to the final, another fan-owned club, you know, and if they go up again, it just shows that, you know, the fan ownership model can work, is working. This club has been transformed over the last few years as with the fan ownership model. Big crowds here watching this football club in what can only be described as one of the greatest stands. I mean, obviously it's weathered and worn nowadays, but it's still tremendous. And you know, if their fortunes continue, you know, the development of a football ground like this, get some cash in from the FA and stuff like that, helps every football club. And I'd say a big pitch here, good surface, and a really great stand. There's some good noise being projected.
Trafford,
Trafford have been singing since they got in.
It's like 300 before, wasn't it, when they were coming down the street?
Well, you could hear them from the streets, yeah. And there was a group of maybe about 10 or 15 Prescott supporters that heard them, ran across to see what was going on, and ran to the other end of the pitch. and then, in fairness to them, all came into the stand here and started shouting, "Shut up! Shut up!"
Well, the teams are about to come out. We should say at half-time we're going to hear from James Hayes for a run-through all the half-time results, and we'll also catch up with James as well at full-time. He's at Hurst Cross tonight. Just a reminder, all the games are available on various radio websites. For the links, evostickleague.co.uk.
That is the final whistle, and Prescott Cables, deserved winners. And they really have been the better of the two teams. They've deserved it, for me, from the word go. The quality of the play, the fact that they wanted it more, they defended as a team, they attacked as a team, and they really worked tremendously well. Yes, perhaps Trafford had a couple of chances in the first half, and that in the first half there was a save by the goalkeeper, but apart from that, really, they never troubled. The firepower that Trafford have just really didn't come to the fore tonight. They just really couldn't get to grips with a team that were up for it a little bit more, in my opinion. Had a lot more quality about them tonight, had pace, had panache, had all the finer elements of the match. And also equally, they had not one, not two, not three, but they had about six or seven players that were absolutely superb. To give a man of the match to anyone on that pitch tonight could have been very difficult, because they were so good. And each and every one of them, from the goalkeeper through to the captain, through to the men up top, through to that midfield duo of Wynn and Baba Conte, absolutely superb. The goal scorers, James McCourt, the skipper, Also, Josh Klein-Davis with a wonderful volley. Smashed it past Grant Shenson. And then the substitute, Michael Monaghan, getting himself a penalty and then scoring that penalty. And they really, really were probably two or three notches above this Trafford team tonight, Ben.
Absolutely. Just to head over down to Hurst Cross, where James Hayes should be there. Hello, James, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Well, hello, Ben.
He's you'll have to come lower because he can't hear you, so you have to talk to the laptop.
Oh, I see.
James, we've been following the Twitter feed tonight. Aston United through beating Fasa Celtic.
Hello.
Was it comfortable, the win against Fasa tonight for Aston? Well, there we go.
Well,
thank you.
It must have been comfortable, Ben.
James, I'll come back to you, my friend.
Can you hear me, Fandango? This is Stephen Toast. Can you hear me? This is quite Fandango. Can you hear me?
To be fair, I think we've technology.
Wonderful.
Anyway, just to confirm, safely through to the final, Aston United winners. They're beating Fasa Celtic tonight. For Grantham, Grantham beat Warrington. A big result that for Grantham against Warrington, 3-0.
Grantham and Warrington both played excellent football this season. Grantham, I've thought all season with the firepower they've got. I don't know who scored tonight, but that firepower up top, they've just played some good quality football, and it's going to be a mightily good final, isn't it? Aston versus Grantham.
You wanted it locally, so here we go. Hurst Cross on Saturday for me and Lee.
I think me and Lee will be doing that game. It gives us an opportunity to run our eye over certain players, and also in a good cup final as well. And Grantham, that's a big win for them. Big, big win.
And they obviously, we touched upon it, their away form. They've gone up to Cantilever Park tonight and demolished Warrington 3-0.
Well, they've had a great season away from home, haven't they? And they play some very, very good football, scored lots and lots of goals. Warrington, we've seen on a few occasions this season, played good football, and Warrington probably would have been the favourites going into that game if you looked at it on paper and you looked at what Carden's done with that team. They're going to be bitterly disappointed to get beaten at home the way they have, but fair play to Grantham in the same way tonight here. Absolutely wonderful. I mean, if this game had been based upon singing and fans, it would have been 10-0 to Trafford, in fairness. They came, they sang, they never shut up. They're still singing to this day, singing now. But football's not won on the terraces a lot of time. It's won on the pitch. And Prescott were absolutely outstanding. They really were. They really showed how to play a game of football in difficult conditions to a degree, and also worked really, really hard.
Just to confirm, Prescott Cables will be travelling up the M57. It's up that way, isn't it? Towards St Helens and then up the M6. They'll be playing Bamber Bridge.
Is that in case anyone doesn't know how to get there?
Just in case.
All right.
It's just from my own personal memory. Bamber Bridge came from 1-0 down against Tadcaster tonight at home, and Bamber Bridge are through to the final. 2-1 winners there. So it's Bamber Bridge against Prescott Cables in the final, Division 1 North. Premier Division, it's going to be Aston United against Grantham. When it comes to Division 1 South, Stamford tonight, who were down to 10 men early on in the second half, beat Frickley Athletic. Stamford through to the final, where they'll be travelling to Bedworth United. Bedworth United tonight beat Chase Down by 2-1.
Well, it's been enthralling, entertaining. There's been no boring games, it seems. There's been goals going in everywhere. And here at Hope Street, exactly the same. A very impressive performance from Prescott Cables. Two teams evenly matched. Prescott Cables, three times this season, they've met Trafford, twice in the league and once in the cup, and they've won all three. That can always be a bit of a jinx, but they've come out tonight from 7:45 onwards. There was really, for me, only one team in it. They seemed to want it a little bit more. They had a bit more quality about them. They worked as a unit. They had a lot of quality all over the pitch. And that showed, really. 1-0 at half-time. They came out second half, and they really upped the tempo. There was quality all over the pitch. There was one excellent goal and a penalty in the second half. It finished 3-0 here. They'll be playing Bamber, as you just heard, in the final, up at Bamber Bridge on Saturday. So join us and everybody else from the radio world of non-league football of the Northern Premier Division, and enjoy your Saturdays. From here, it just remains to say thanks for the hospitality of everyone at Prescott Cables. We wish them all the very best in the final. And from me, it's good night. And from Ben, it's a ta-ra. See you all Saturday for the Cup Finals.
And a big, big thank you to Prescott Cables and the hospitality on Tuesday night. A big congratulations to Prescott Cables. We'll be hearing from Brian Richardson, manager at Prescott Cables, shortly, as well as his counterpart at Bamber Bridge, Neil Reynolds, on that Division 1 North playoff final this Saturday. Later in the show as well, we'll be hearing from the two managers involved in the Division 1 South playoff final on Saturday. That's Bedworth United's Stuart Storer and Graham Drury at Stamford AFC. And later in the show, we're also going to be catching up with Michael Clegg at the Integro League Cup champions, Atherton Colls. But before that, it's to the Premier Division. And as we alluded to there, this weekend, the playoff final in the NPL Premier Division will be taking place at Hurst Cross between Ashton United and Grantham Town. Very shortly, we'll be hearing from Adam Stevens at Grantham Town. But before that, here's Jody Banham at Ashton United. Jody, a big thank you for coming on the show. Big congratulations for that superb display on Tuesday night. Through to the final, how does it feel?
Great. It's satisfying that we've achieved what we set out at the start of the season to reach the playoffs, but still in mind that we've got a job to do on Saturday to complete it.
What was the performance like on Tuesday night? Because obviously Fasa Celtic, in the end, it was awfully close, wasn't it, in the league standings? There wasn't much separating yourselves in second spot down to Shore Lane in sixth. How did you take to the game on Tuesday?
Yeah, there was 3 points separating five teams, which just, I think, was testament to how close and competitive the league was all season. I don't think any fixture could be taken for granted right throughout the season. And that's obviously told in the points total, I think, for us finishing second. I think 82 points would have got you fifth place last season. So it's been a lot more competitive this year. There's a lot more teams taking points off the teams higher up. And obviously that was testament to only being 3 points between the top five. How we approached Tuesday was we were expecting a really tough game. Farsley were flying at the time. I think they'd scored 24 goals in 9 games. They'd won 7 out of the last 10. They were a team of 7 a month for April. So we were acutely aware of how tough the game was going to be, and it bore out that way, really. I think we shaded it on the night, but they pushed us all the way, certainly in the last 20 minutes.
And what you've got as a result of that, Jody, as you know, is a home match this weekend in the final against Grantham Town. More on Grantham in a second and how you're going to take to that game. But finishing second in the league, that's a cracking achievement, Jody. You must be dead proud when it comes to that side of things as well.
Yeah, I was only told the other day, actually, that it's the highest Ashton have ever finished in their history. So, obviously, we've celebrated our 140-year anniversary this year. So, it's a lovely achievement for me personally, my management team and the players. But, obviously, it's great for the club as well. They've been really supportive since I've been there, and everything I've asked for and that they could possibly give me, that, they've bent over backwards to try and accommodate.
I mean, we've spoke a few times this season, and I go back to what Swampy said in the preview show early in the season, where he said, if Ashton don't finish in the playoffs, they'll have underachieved. And everyone around the table went, that's bonkers. No one would be expecting them to finish in the playoffs this season. But there you are, finishing second. It's absolutely tremendous. You must be dead proud.
No, I am. Listen, at the end of the day, I've said it on record before, if leagues were won on budgets and playoffs were made on budgets, then, we should be nowhere near it. I suppose it's well documented that we haven't got the biggest budget in the league, nowhere near. So, from that perspective, to achieve what we have done with the resources we've got available to us, is a remarkable achievement. I won't sit back yet and admire that achievement, because we've still not achieved what we set out to do. It means nothing, really. If we don't complete the job on Saturday, I'll be bitterly disappointed if we don't go up now.
And obviously, because you finished second, because you won the playoff semi-final, you've got a final now at Hurst Cross. There were 600 fans there on Tuesday night. The place, you're hoping the place is going to be bouncing and rocking on Saturday?
Yeah, I hope so. Listen, again, I think everybody knows we're not the biggest supported club in the league by any stretch. I think we're second bottom in the attendance charts. But so we had a decent crowd on Saturday. Farsley brought a fair share with them as well, and we had a lot of floating supporters coming to watch. You know, they were non-league fans. And we also had some local Tameside supporters who supported some of the other local teams, and I urge them to do the same again. You know, come out and support us. You know, it's important that local teams are doing well. It'd be absolutely unbelievable if we had two Ashton teams in the National League next season with us and Curzon, and for us to play a derby against them at that level. It's great for the town of Ashton. So come out, support us. And you'll see a team trying to play the right way, which we've done all season. We play a certain brand of football that I think is pleasing on the eye. So we'll certainly be entertaining, no matter what.
And a big thank you to Jody Bannon, manager at Ashton United, for joining us. So, Ashton United hosting Grantham Town this weekend. Let's hear now from the visitors. On Thursday, I caught up with Grantham Town manager. Here's Adam Stevens. So, Adam, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, a big, big congratulations for Tuesday night's result. You must be over the moon with that performance.
Yeah, excellent performance. Thoroughly deserved. Again, I said before the game, you know, I weren't phased about playing away from home. A record of wins away from home stands up with most teams in the country at any level. So, at times our ground can be a detriment to us with the wind and the surface at times. But no, I thought Tuesday, the lads went about the business and got the job done, which is, you know, all you can ask.
I mean, I think it was Burke who said on last week's MPL show that you're right about the away form, just the number of wins you've got away from home more than anything. And that does take you into this Saturday's final with Ashton, also away from home. How much of an advantage do you think that's going to be, the fact that you can perform away from home?
Yeah, to be fair, one thing it does, you know, being on the coach, it breeds a great team spirit, and I've got a great bunch. They're really together as a unit. You can see by how hard they work on the football pitch. To be fair to the lads, I look forward to the away days. You know, but again, we're really looking forward to it. You know, we're going through a game again with no pressure on us. We've been outsiders. Start to finish, you know, I've always maintained I've probably got the smallest squad in the league, but, you know, we're going to enjoy ourselves, like I said before, the Warrington game, you know.
And the thing to say as well, I mean, obviously Ashton United did finish second in the end, but only 3 points separating second to Shore Lane in sixth. It was a hell of a run towards the end. Were you slightly nervous towards the end? Because it had got awfully tight all of a sudden in the last game of the season.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was really looking forward to the game as it come, and I knew with the fixtures that we had at the end, you know, we had that Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we played Whitby on the Thursday away where we were excellent, 1-5-1, and then we had the champions elect on the Saturday, and to be fair, in the second half, we died a death a bit, and then we had, obviously, Warrington on the Tuesday night, straight the way after. Which again, another tough game, another team up there, and we're pleased to have a few days rest going into Saturday's game against Sutton Coldfield, where again we just got the job done with what we needed to do.
And how important is that sense of momentum going into these last two games of the season?
Yeah, definitely. And I think credit to all the teams up there. You know, at the end, everyone was pulling off good results. You know, I mean, I know Farsley lost the other night, but they were in great form. Shore Lane as well, you know, credit to them, you know, kept going right to the death. And if we would have lost against Sutton Coldfield ourselves, or Farsley had lost their game, then Shore Lane would have been in there. So I thought, you know, credit to all the teams up there who've sustained that consistency.
Now, finally then, obviously, Adam, this weekend's match is a very big game for Grantham. And I was just thinking back to this time last season with the Integral League Cup final and the outcome of that. How helpful has that been for you and everyone of the squad as a reaction to that final and also the experience of that final as well?
Well, to be fair, we had to build again from there. Again, at the time, it was a game too far for us because the final was crammed in the middle of a four-game week program. So I wasn't, you know, it was not really on the minds at all, really, to be honest. We all were interested in it was this season and winning games, and we know what we're about. We know we can compete with anybody on a day.
And Fana, then, any injury concerns going into this game, and how's the squad shaping up?
Yes, excellent. No, everybody's fit and really looking forward to it in what we expect to be, again, a very tough game, and we've got to be bang on it because, again, Jody's done a fantastic job at Ashton there. Again, second best team in the league, so we've got to be there and on again.
And a big, big good luck to both Grantham Town and Ashton United in the EvoStick Northern Premier League Premier Division playoff final this Saturday at Hurst Cross. May the best team win. Very shortly, we're going to be hearing from the management involved in the Division 1 North playoff final. But before that, it's to Division 1 South. Very shortly, we'll be hearing from Stamford AFC's Graham Drury. But before that, it's to the home team in the Division 1 South final. It's Bedworth United and Stuart Storer. So welcome back to the show, Stuart. And first things first, a big congratulations for that victory on Tuesday. You must be delighted with that one.
Yeah, it's always nice to get over a tricky tie and to extend the season a little bit further, yeah.
You were 2-0 up quite early on in the game, and then obviously Chasetown came back in right at the end. Was that nervy last couple of minutes there on the touchline for you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we seem to be in control of the game at half time. Second half, the pressure increased as you thought it would. You know, they've had all season. They don't want to throw the season away, so they start throwing the kitchen sink at you. And we looked quite comfortable until the penalty decision. And we're just holding on for the last 6 minutes of sort of injury time, which, you know, you just think a slight deflection or another decision go against you and you're back to square one. So, yeah, I was glad and pleased the lads held out.
Now, we've been talking about momentum in the interviews on this week's show. And for Bedworth, how important has momentum been coming into this? Because obviously, at one point, you were involved in that promotion push, but that kind of faded away in the closing weeks. So you kind of had your mind on these playoffs for a while now.
Yeah, I think we were in second place at some point during the season, and you know, other teams around us had games in hand. So I never really felt we had second place under control. And then at the beginning of this month, we had two really bad results. One was at home against Spalding, where I think my lads were on the beach, and then we went away to Stocksbridge on a Tuesday night, which is a real tough place to go to at the best of times. But I had several lads working and couldn't get the time off work. But, you know, them sort of two results resigned us to a playoff place. And then it was just hopefully trying to finish high up as you could to try and get them home ties.
Now, Chasetown have obviously, that was a very tricky semi-final there against Chasetown. Interestingly enough, though, you've got home advantage. You're going to be playing Stamford. And it's an interesting one because you must have had in your mind heading off back into the dressing room at full-time on Tuesday, you know, I've got Frickley to deal with and their high scoring, or I've got Stamford and their really impressive defence. So what's your take on that side of things?
Yeah, Stamford have done fantastic to go up to Frickley on a Tuesday night and get a result. To be fair, I thought Frickley have been probably one of the best teams in the league, but they just haven't had that consistency. And, you know, Stamford have done fantastic to get the result up there because, yes, in my mind, looking at it realistically, you thought we would be going up to Frickley, but we're not. We're at home and, again, another added bonus that's come out of the blue for us.
And how are you going to take on this solid defence that Stamford have got? I mean, they've only conceded 34 goals in 42 matches, which is a brilliant defensive record for the season.
Yeah, I don't see it so much as what they've done this year or what we've done this year. It's a one-off game. It's a lottery. Anything can happen. You know, poor refereeing decision, a deflected goal, you know, an absolutely unbelievable bit of skill. It's a one-off game, so for me, the stats don't matter anymore. It's about who holds their nerve on the day, who wants it the most. And you keep your fingers crossed and hope that maybe we've got a slight advantage of a home tie.
And as you said, it is a home tie. This is going to be a very big game for Bedworth United, expecting a big crowd and hoping for the 12th man on the terraces.
Yeah, ideally, that would help. But I know Stamford have also got a good away support as well, as shown at Frickley. So, yeah, it's sort of all culminating in a, you know, a good atmosphere and a good game. And I think it's all chips in, and let's see what happens, isn't it?
And a big thank you to Stuart Storer, manager at Bedworth United, for joining us on this week's show. Bedworth United in the Division 1 South Final. They'll be hosting Stamford AFC this weekend. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Stamford. Here's Graham Drury. So, Graham, a big thank you for joining us. A fantastic result on Tuesday night. You must be over the moon with that.
Yeah, I was well pleased with Tuesday evening. I mean, we've got to forget about it now and obviously move on to Saturday. But on the night, you know, we had a fantastic 35 minutes. We got the two goals and I thought we was all over them early doors. And we started with such good tempo. And then obviously second, we had to really dig in and we certainly put bodies on the line to get the result.
I mean, one of the things that we were talking about before the game was just the fact that it was like two opposite ends of the spectrum. You've got Gavin Allett and Jacob Hazel and the 100-odd goals that Frickley have scored versus the best defence in the league. And in the end, the defence came out on top.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I think everybody knows Frickley are very direct with the long throws. They get the ball up to Big Allett early doors. Hazel, you know, feeds off him well. And, you know, they're a real handful, but We stuck to a task. We changed the game plan. We moved the midfielder to the left full back and our left full back up onto the left wing. We thought we could get at them from the right, and you know, their right full back, we thought we could get at him. We did that and we got the two goals, and then, like you say, defence come out on top because it was all attack for Frickley with the long throws down the slope. It looked like they narrowed the pitch so it could go right under the bar as well, but no, defence has come out on top and we stood tall. And you know, the 24 clean sheets we've kept this year and the defending we've done as a group and as a team, you know, come out on top.
And we should say, it's not just the, you know, the defensive record as well, it's the dogged determination. You don't get beat that often. Even when you look like you're going to get beat, you get a draw out of it. That kind of thing you've cemented throughout the season.
Yeah, I think that comes with team spirit. You know, all my sides, what I've had, have always worked hard. Whether we've not had the quality to compete, you know, the bare minimum I expect is work rate and commitment. And this group's got work rate, commitment and a bit of quality as well. So you put that ingredients together, you know, you have a chance of winning games of football, don't you?
Absolutely. And how important was the towards the end of the season as well? I mean, you played on the Monday and you got a 6-0 win against Gresley. You weren't having to cram in the fixtures in that final week. It was touch and go for the playoffs maybe, but it was never really in doubt, was it? You've kind of had your mind on these playoffs now for a while, it feels like.
Yeah, we let ourselves down. We should be having home advantage for the final, really, because we could have finished fourth if we beat bottom of the league, Romulus, but we went there and they needed to fight to stay up, and we went, I think some of the lads thought it was on the beach already, and we didn't put in a performance and we ended up losing 3-1. And that really made it tight for the last two games, but we scored 7 goals in them two games, kept 2 more clean sheets, and that crossed the line. And, you know, when you're in there, it's anybody's game, isn't it? And with a defensive record like ours, and the bit of quality we've got in the side, we've always got a chance.
And it's a big game this weekend, to say the least. You're travelling over to Bedworth United and Stuart Storer's side over there. It's been, for a long time, it was nip and tuck with Stamford as well, wasn't it, for the automatic promotion side of things. How are you taking to this game this weekend? Because it's a big deal for Stamford to try and get themselves back up into step three.
I think it is for both clubs. You know, they're two quite big clubs at this level. You know, Bedworth's a big club and Stuart's had good experience. And I think the teams are very evenly matched. You know, I said to the players after the game against Frickley, you know, we celebrated it, but we've really got to concentrate on this one now and make sure that I try and help the boys out along the way with getting the tactics right and the side I chose on the day, you know, which I choose on the day. And hopefully that can help the boys out. But the boys got to cross the white line and go out there and do it for themselves. And I'm sure they're up for it. I know they are. And I think it's going to be two very even match sides. We're hoping it don't come down to a wrong decision by an official. You know, I hope the best team wins on the day. And hopefully, you know, we can prove that, you know, we're the underdogs, but we're going there to win the game.
So, Bedworth United against Stamford this weekend in the Division 1 South playoff final. A big good luck to both sides there. But it's now time to look at Division 1 North, and the Division 1 North playoff final this Saturday will be taking place at Bamber Bridge. In a second, we'll be catching up with Prescott Cables, who'll be travelling to Bamber Bridge this weekend, and their manager, Brian Richardson. But before that, it's to the home side. Here's Neil Reynolds. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, a big congratulations for the victory on Tuesday night. Coming from a goal behind to win 2-1, how are you feeling going into this final now on Saturday?
I'm feeling great, Ben. I mean, firstly, I'd like to congratulate Tad Caster. You know, great season and a great game it was on Tuesday night. And, you know, there was always going to be one winner and one loser. And unfortunately, we were the winning team, but it was a really good game and a good advert for non-league football. But it's now given us the opportunity, you know, the win's given us the opportunity to go and showcase ourselves in the final, which is huge for us. You know, I talked last year when we won the cup that I was desperate to put Bamber Bridge back on the map, and a year later we got ourselves into the playoff final. So, you know, just want to go and finish the job now, and you know, for everyone connected to the club, I just want to make everyone proud.
And it's going to be a big occasion as well. I mean, on Tuesday night, we were at Prescott Cables, and it seems fitting. I like it when this happens, no disrespect to Trafford and Tadcaster, but the team in fourth, the team in fifth going head-to-head. It was a title race not too long ago as well, so it does feel more appropriate that it is yourselves and Prescott Cables in this final.
Absolutely. I mean, Brian's done a wonderful job at Prescott. You know, I'm not taking anything away from him. He's done great. But for us at Bamber Bridge, you know, winning in the top four all season, so I would have been, you know, I would have been absolutely gutted if we didn't make the final, because I think our performances across the course of the season have warranted us to get into the playoff final. And now it'll be, you know, may the best team win. But it'll be an entertaining game. The Sir Tom Finney Stadium will be packed. I mean, you'll have to look back to the last playoff final we played at home against Ramsbottom a few years ago, and it was close to 2,000 people there. So I'm hoping that, you know, Prescott can bring an entourage of fans, and we can get the local Briggers through the gate, and any North End fan that aren't going to, you know, go to the game, and really make it an exciting occasion.
And earlier I had Adam Stevens on from Grantham, and I asked him, because obviously Grantham are in the final in the Premier Division, and I asked him about that Dudeson final last season, and if that kind of big occasion is beneficial for yourself, for example. You know, you've been in these big occasions now. Is that helpful, that kind of big occasion, that one-off game?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll use last season as, you know, one of the best games that I've ever been involved with as a player and a manager. You know, it was a great cup final, and spoke to the manager, Steve-O, after the game, and, you know, congratulated him, and he said, well, our target next season is to get promotion. And I said, well, it's always ours. And it was a big game, and, you know, we're both in the final. Granted, they're in the Premier and we're in the first, but it's going to be another big occasion. But more big occasions prepare for big occasions, don't they? And hopefully, you know, what we did last season down at Leek against Grantham will prepare us for this Saturday showcase event against Prescott.
And any injury concerns going into this one? It has been a long season, to say the least. How's the squad going into this game?
I mean, we've really struggled with injuries and suspensions over the last 12 games. You know, I haven't been able to field my full team, but thankfully, you know, apart from Macaulay Wilson, who's going to be out suspended, and Adam Roscoe's going to be a fitness test, as is Matt Mahoney, we're pretty much full strength. I've got a headache. You know, I've got 20, 21 players to pick from, and what I said on Tuesday night when I left people out is, it's not about just tonight, it's about over the course of the season. Everybody's playing a big part in getting to where we are in the season. And, you know, although I've only selected 16 Saturday, it doesn't mean that people haven't contributed to the season, because they have done. But, you know, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be fully, you know, we're going to be strong, as will Prescott. And it'll just be, you know, who performs best on the day. But I couldn't have done this, Ben, I'll be honest. I couldn't have done it without the staff. Staff have been incredible. The fans have, everyone behind the club have. And hopefully come 5 o'clock, you know, Saturday afternoon, made everyone proud. And we've got to break back into the level of football we deserve, I believe.
Neil Reynolds there speaking on Thursday afternoon to the EvoStick NPL show. And they're hosting this weekend in the Division 1 North playoff final, Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables beat Trafford on Tuesday night, as we heard earlier in the show. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Prescott Cables, is Brian Richardson. So, Brian, a big thank you for joining us. I was there on Tuesday night. I watched the performance. It was you never let them rest, did you? You were on it 100% all the way through the game. A superb display and a superb result.
Yeah, I think probably the conditions were more difficult than people realised. The wind was quite difficult to play, but we were happy with the work rate, application, and the way it finished. We had the added bonus of getting an early goal. We knew Trafford are quite strong defensively, and it might create more problems for them if we scored first. And it wasn't any tactics; we just scored. but at the end of it, you know, I thought the lads came out worthy winners at the end of the game. You know.
Now, one of the things that you know, pundits and journalists like to do is to try to make sense of league tables and momentum and form and that kind of thing. How has it been beneficial, do you think, for Prescott Cables that you've been in the playoffs now probably since November, and you've been able to prepare for this semi-final as well as a potential final?
Not really. I mean, in November we're still getting our heads around it. I mean, we thought we might be sort of mid-table. Top eight was our target this year, so when we sort of got into playoffs, it was like, well, we're in the playoffs, it's a good start. And then as the months went by, it's like, hey, you know what, we're still in the playoffs. And it's been, you know, but we're still on task for top eight. So really, we've not really put a lot of emphasis on it. Maybe last month we thought, you know what, we can get in now. And it's a reality. So we've just played our footy, enjoyed it, and then just say, let's see where it takes us, you know.
I mean, you're right.
I'd love to say there's been a master plan, but there
hasn't. I was going to say, though, you've got to remember as well. I mean, it is quite fitting that it is Bamber Bridge against Prescott Cables in the final, because for a long time, it was actually a five-horse race for promotion, for automatic promotion. It's been a cracking season. And with that regard, you have had momentum going into these playoffs in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I thought probably the form team into the playoffs was Trafford. Because if you look at their last eight games, I think they'd won five and drawn three. Now, we've lost games. Bamber Bridge has lost games. Tadcaster's lost games. So I think they were the form team. But, you know, maybe on the night, maybe it was a game too many for them. Maybe they were just a little bit weary, and probably we look a little bit fresher, if I'm being honest.
And that then takes us into this game against Reynolds Bamber Bridge this weekend. It's going to be a big occasion. Both playoff semi-finals in Division 1, we should say, attracted crowds of over 600. It was a great atmosphere on Tuesday night at Prescott, certainly. What are you expecting from Bamber Bridge, and how's your squad shaping up going into this game?
We got one or two little knocks, but, you know, I mean, I don't worry too much about somebody having to step out, because I think we've got a good squad. And, you know, if A goes out, B comes in, and I never lose any sleep over that. I'm pretty confident in the players I've got, and I've got a lot of belief in them. I think Bamber Bridge, you've got a really good mix. You've got a couple of, like, smashing young players. But predominantly, they are a more experienced team than us, and as Trafford were. But I do feel that they have got some match winners in the side that might give us more problems, you know. And they're at home, they're going to have a big crowd behind them, a vocal support. And to be honest, I mean, I think it will be tougher because of the fact that it's a final. I would have said that if Tadcaster were in there, by the way, because, I mean, there's so much at stake for both clubs. That, you know, the main thing is, you know, it'll be a bit edgier, it'll be a bit nervier, a bit more feisty. Because there's a big prize at stake, isn't there? But they're a good side. Make no mistake about it. Bamber Bridge are a good side, and you know, they'll take some beating.
And as I touched upon there, you have got a very good fan base yourselves, so you're expecting a sizeable number to make in the trip up the M6.
Yeah, it's funny how it rolls, isn't it? I mean, my family. My family don't come that regular. You know, I've got one or two come for odd games. But, I mean, I've got 10 going on Saturday. You know, glory hunters, like I call them. You know what I mean?
Jealous. ACLs.
But, come from under bricks when we get to a final. But if I start to look at that and I think, well, with 20 lads, we could have a similar scenario. We could have a really good following coming. I know the two coaches only sold them out within a very short space of time, and that's without the people who actually will go in cars and stuff like that. So I think these big occasions do bring a lot more people out, you know, and say, let's go and have a look, let's get behind the team, let's support them. So we're hoping we'll have a decent fan base. And I've spoke to Neil Reynolds, the Banbridge manager, and he said, you know, two, three years ago when they were in the last one, they played Ranbrottom, and Preston were away, which they're obviously playing Sunday in the Championship. He said, you know, I think there's about 1,500 on. So I think it's going to be a pretty hefty gate there, you know. So,
and it's going to be a pretty good occasion as well, to say the least. And may the best team win, Brian. And a big thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come on the show. All the best this weekend, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks very much, Ben.
The match into extra time. Now, Pete, the pass there. Surely to Joe Cooler. Can he finish this time? Yes, he can. No, it's at the post, but on the rebound, Jordan Culver has given Ayrton Collieries a 2-0 lead. What a fine pass from that left-hand side, provided by Gaz Pete. And Culver setting himself up, hitting the post with his first effort, but on the rebound, following up superbly to put the ball into the back of the net. And it is Atherton Colliery's 2, Culver Town 0 in the Integral League Cup final.
Chris Hadger there providing full coverage on Wednesday evening from the Integral League Cup final. Commiserations to Colville, but winners of the Integral League Cup on Wednesday evening, it was Atherton Colls. And on Thursday, I caught up with the winning manager. Here's Michael Clegg. It's not been a bad first season in the Northern Premier League.
No, obviously we had a bad time of it around Christmas. A lot of injuries, which everyone knew about. And then when you finish, we never thought of the playoffs to start off with. But then when you look back on the table and look at the points that we dropped due to the injuries, we were really unlucky not to pick up another five or six points, which would have took us in there. And with the form we're in, we thought we probably would have had a good go. But, you know, you've got to be happy with our finish. And obviously winning that cup last night was massive for us. And that was the focus in the changing rooms. If we don't win tonight, it'd be an okay season. But if we win tonight, can look back on it and be really proud of ourselves. And obviously that's what we did.
I mean, could you, at the start of the season, could you have seen yourself having such an impact like this? I mean, we've had various chats during the season, but genuinely, could you have seen yourselves as being so high up in Division One North and beating two Northern Premier League Premier Division sides on the way to the final?
I think obviously, you know, in house we all know the potential that we've got in the squad. I think sometimes like we brush it off as if we're all a group of mates and we're still playing football and enjoying it, and that's true to a certain extent. But we put a lot in behind the scenes, like to keep a lot in house about what we do, and I think it's when players join us and they see the extra mile we go to them and try and develop them and really work closely with them. And I think that's paid off the second half of the season. We tried a few things early doors, didn't work. We give teams too much respect early, then not enough respect, and we struggled to find a balance. And I think if anything, we realised it was strength in depth that we lacked, because when we had them 5-6 big injuries, we really struggled to cope. We didn't pick up a point in, I think it was 7 or 8 games, and played like 3 of them games without a recognised striker, a centre midfielder were playing up front. But we've never really been, I've never really been a manager who just signs people for the fun of it. We bring people in who we want their long term, and if lads get injuries, we'll wait for them to come back. You know, there's a sense of loyalty both ways from the lads and from us. And I think that's kind of it. I think that works well for us. And looking back, it's the loyal lads who've kind of got us through, you know. So it's proved to be successful for us for the last 4 years.
Now, we'll talk about next season in a second. It might be hard for you to even think about next season, given the last 24 hours or so. But let's talk about last night then, and the win against Colville Town. How would you describe the performance from someone who had his eyes on a Champions League match instead of the Atherton Colls against Colville? How would you describe the performance from your boys last night?
I think, you know, it could have been better. We spoke about that at half time, went in 1-0 up, but we played with a good game. And last night, we struggled to get into the game to 20 minutes. And we weren't surprised by them. We'd had them watched a couple of times. We knew the quality of the front four had, and we were proven right with everything we spoke to the lads about. But we knew that once you start coming on to us, you know, we're only three or four passes through getting in behind you, and that, you know, when we're getting attacks, our lads are looking at it as a way of attacking you. You know, as soon as we win that ball back, we're getting in, and we've missed a couple of good chances. We've missed a penalty, you know, before they got the goal to make it 2-1 with a few minutes left. It could have been a very comfortable night. But they were a good side. They were a good bunch of lads. Got a bit tasty towards the end. The ref had a few decisions he needed to make, and they finished with 10. And I mean, with 5 minutes ago, it could have been 9. You know, the captain's got both of his hands around one of our lads' necks. I don't know what's happened there, but refs just give nothing. But the refs had a good night. It was a good game. It was a nice night for us. And obviously, taking that many fans away on a 5-hour round trip on a Wednesday night just proves how far the club's come. And it does make me extremely proud, especially it being my hometown club.
Well, a big congratulations on the victory in the Integral League Cup. It's deserved, not just for last night, but also for the Hensford performance in the semi-finals. That was an epic display as well. But let's talk about next season then. Obviously, I think it's going to be East and West Division 1 next year. I don't think that's officially been confirmed yet. But whatever the case, you know, you're not going to have to play Hyde United. You're not going to have to play Scarborough. You're not going to have to play South Shields. You're probably going to have to play the likes of Uncorn Linnets, though. And it's going to be very, very competitive next season. But what impact do you think Atherton Coles can have now you've got this season under your belt?
I think it's just all about maintaining momentum, keeping the group together, working hard, and just seeing where it takes us. You know, I think it's a funny one. You know, we know it's going to be a tough league again next year. Your Colwyn Bays, your Traffords, your Droylestons, and all they're all going to be, whoever loses in Prescott and Bamber. You know, so I think people will obviously hold us in a bit higher regard because it's going to be a tough league again. And I think we can have a better year with the momentum we've got. I won't be making any bold statements because it's a tough league, you know. And we'll just keep trying to develop. And every year since I've been at the club, we've just bettered our last year. And that'll be our aim again next year. We just want to play football, want to enjoy it, want to win as many games as we can, League Cup, wherever that may be. And we want to keep improving our fan base, improving our ground, improving the way we just want to keep improving, however that can be. And we're in a good place to do that.
Well, Michael Clegg, manager at Atherton Colliery, a big thank you for joining us. A big congratulations on a cracking season at the club. You have a lovely summer, and we'll catch up with you in August, Bright and Bubbly, for
Ben.
The season to come. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Michael Clegg, manager at Atherton Coles, for joining us on this week's show. And a big congratulations to Atherton Coles on their success midweek. And commiserations to Colville Town. And a big happy retirement to our friend Tommy Brookbanks there at Colville. Now, that is the end of this week's EvoStick NPL show. We'll be back next week with reaction to the playoff finals in the Premier Division, in Division 1 North and Division 1 South. A big good luck to everyone involved. And if you're travelling to the games, a safe journey, and I hope your team wins. Right, that is the end of this week's EvoStick NPL show, though. For all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, please visit the website evostickleague.co.uk, and on there there'll be more information about the coverage being provided by the various radio stations from the three playoff finals this weekend. And we'll be back next week. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your EvoStick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye bye.
With over 500 high performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.